have to open up these phone lines. Callers, call in. So, yeah, I was worried. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is this. I will say this, though. When I was in school, I went to Chicago Military Academy. And if anybody can get my yearbook, my 2009 yearbook, please hit me up. Okay. If y'all know anybody that graduated from Chicago Military Academy in 2009, can you tell them to give Wally a copy of the yearbook? And let me tell you why I couldn't get the yearbook. It's because I had to not pay no fees because I was poor, you know what I'm saying? And it was such a program where you don't have to pay any graduation fees if you fill out some type of paperwork, but you couldn't get your yearbook. And I would love to have that yearbook. It's just something missing. So if we got anybody in the bushes of the 2009 yearbook, I would love to see it. I want to see that yearbook, okay? Chicago Military Academy. But the reason I'm bringing it up is Chicago Military Academy, it was a good school, 35 in jobs, right? We had metal detectors. And so I didn't have metal detectors in elementary school. But when I went to high school, Chicago Military Academy, which is a great school, and they had metal detectors. So I don't understand. Every high school, every elementary school, because of the times we are living in, need metal detectors, right? Let's clap. Clap, clap if you want that. Clap if you need, if you, I think every elementary, every school, even a daycare center, need metal detectors. Period, point blank. And they can be funded from taxpayers or whatever. But you need it. You shouldn't be able to just walk into school without, even like airport, you just can't get up on a plane without getting searched. So you should get search of it for it. So Chicago Military Academy is right. You should be able to get searched. And I have the NOI theory, NOI spirit. And when I say NOI, I'm talking about the Nation of Islam. You can't go to any of their gatherings unless you get searched. So my thing is this, even churches, you should have somebody search you. Ushers, trained ushers to search people. You can come in without getting searched. I believe that, and I said it, and this is what I believe, okay? It, you know, it is what it is. That's what I believe, okay? So that's what I said. It should just be at all daycares, should be at all schools, and metal detectors and get searched. Absolutely. They need to put in a budget for that. And if you don't have that, you need that. Because that will bring, it will be a decrease of that, you would bring that down way lower than what it is. We having too many of these shootings, and we need to do a better job with securing our schools. 9582, what are you doing in your background? Hello?
I'm here to talk about the R. Kelly.
Okay.
Okay. Like, the first time they find him not guilty, he should have learned from that and don't do anything else. And I'm thinking he was doing the same thing over and over because he probably think that they was going to find him not guilty again. Well, not this generation. Because if you're doing something, we're going to make you pay for it.
Right.
The long time ago generation, I don't think they care. But this generation, we care.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
And about the Chris Brown, ain't no way they're gonna block his music unless they find him not guilty too, and he spent his rest life in jail just like R. Kelly.
Uh huh. Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right.
That's all I had to say.
All right. Thank you so very much for calling in. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. So listen, we have one caller tonight. I've been gone for a couple of days. Y'all better call in. Don't wait. Call in. Don't be nervous, child. You just on the phone with your good homegirls, okay? Or for some of y'all side piece. Okay, pretend like you talk, call in and stuff like that. Okay, but yeah, that's what I believe. I believe in protection, absolutely, 100%. That's what I believe in. Talk about what you say, I do, and stuff like that. Y'all know how to do. Y'all go to the restroom and you turn on the water for your man won't hear that you on the phone. Oh, one second. I think he can't sleep. Let me come up in there. Can you send me a picture? You send a picture and stuff like that. Okay, don't let us stop. Come on. Come on, turn it on the shower, acting like you in the shower. You talking to your side piece? I'm hearing you. That's what I'm talking about. Man. Anyway. Okay. I'm just saying. Listen. Okay, I know y'all probably sleep, and it's not even that late. Is it late for y'all? I don't think so. Okay? I don't think it's that late for y'all. Is it late? Well, I got to do a paper. Well, not a paper. I got to do, what do I got to do today? You said sing the song Side Piece. Okay, we got a caller. 1-838, you live on the air.
Hello, brother.
Hey.
I called tonight because nobody else wasn't calling. I ain't want to leave you hanging. So,
don't leave me hanging.
So I didn't want to leave an opinion too, and then I get off the online.
Okay.
When it comes to R. Kelly, what I'm truly interested and curious about is who else he going to throw under the bus? I think like that Harvey Weinstein situation, I think he knows a lot more people who are doing a lot more devious thing when it comes to underage women besides himself. I know Jay-Z was one of them. But I want to know who else he knows. Because I think it's some people in the works that we don't know about. That, you know what I'm saying, that just slipped through our fingers, or we just had a pristine image about that particular individual and we just didn't think they was capable of that type of behavior. So I'm truly interested in who else R. Kelly want to throw to the public, because at the end of the day, that would be interesting about his situation when it comes to opening up the music industry as far as things that goes on there, just like what Jawa Wright tried to do, but she wasn't credible.
Right, and I think wherever he's, even executives, people that we don't know like that because they're not on the forefront, people behind the scenes, I think that we should know and he should tell and bring them to justice as well. Since you already serving that, I will work out a deal with the federal government, right, and to tell on especially some executives and other artists to cut down some of my time. That's what I would do. I won't go down by myself, honestly.
Well, think about this, because it's not who's to say it's not P. Diddy is one of those people, or Dr. Dre.
No, absolutely.
Even some women, like we just found out Jada Pinkett was messing with Chris Cross. Who's to say that it was other women? Maybe somebody like Adina Howe. We don't know. And so at the end of the day, it would be truly interesting that either he snitch on the people that he thinks is committing those type of crimes in the 90s and 2000s, or do he put it in a book to try to raise some more money?
He could definitely put it in a book. If they won't listen to him, if I were him, I would put it in a book and sell it. Because, you know, you have writers, if you just give them the highlights, they're filling the rest just, you know what I'm saying, to sell it. If I were him, I would do that. I would have people calling them and letting them write it down and type that up and put it on the marketplace.
And I think it'll be a bestseller, too, because that'll be something that people would be really interested in when it comes to his knowledge of what's going on in the music industry. And he probably needs Tasha K to promote it with the Pangea Watch and everything else.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know they're going to talk about this. Absolutely. Absolutely. And he can hire his brother to be the promoter of the book. Be like, well, this is my brother is saying, blah, 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 blah. Because, you know, one of his brothers, I think both of his brothers out of jail right now. I don't know. I think both of them
One
in county. But whatever it is, it will send it. Since you broke, you have some ways, some assets to get you some money. And if you tell it, that's one way to make some coins.
Yeah, because one of the brothers supposed to do another interview with Tasha K. So that could be a time where he can advertise that book, if he have a book and he want to promote it as far as making some money off of that, and, you know, keep some money on his books, because, you know, ain't nobody else sending him no money. Because that lady who owned the restaurant, I know she was a restaurant or a daycare center, she can't send him more money in that situation anymore.
She got dragged. I don't think that lady sent him no more money.
She don't want no problem.
No, she don't want no more problems. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, but let me say one more thing before I get out the air. My last thing with Ray J, this will be real quick. Ray J and his divorce, I think it's a Ponzi scheme. It's a scam. Because had they tried to get divorced the last 2-3 times, I think at this point it's like, it's cry wolf. And so, remember Tasha K had that story too. She broke that where they pulled the guy divorced and...
Oh, yeah,
they get back together for the kids.
Prince said something that he was at the strip club. And that's supposed
with
to be
the Walgreens.
Friend, yeah.
The Walgreens at the with the T-shirts in the pack. You know what I'm saying? She had that story. So it's like, again, they pulled the guy divorced the last 2 times. It's just like I said, at the point, just shut the hell up and get divorced already. Not then, you know what I'm saying? Don't bother us with it. Have a good night. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, though. Thank you so very much for calling in. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he right about that. I remember that. Anonymous, you live on air.
Wally.
Yes.
Come on now, Wally. You know, goodness well, ain't nobody going to stop listening to no R. Kelly music.
Right. I didn't say I was going to stop.
No, I know you said you didn't, but you wasn't going to stop, but a lot of people say they want to stop, but what I do, when I listen to R. Kelly music, I never associated his music with his lifestyle in the first place, because when I grew up listening to R. Kelly music, I didn't know anything about that. So I would never associate the two. No, his major platforms are not there anymore, but you can certainly look his songs up.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And thank God for like streaming platforms where you can go on there and all that, because I'm going to make sure I can try to get some CDs, the hard copies, before they try to take it off of the streaming, because I am a fan of his music.
Absolutely. I believe that. And he will always have some greatest hits, because when I listen to him sing his music, like I said, when I grew up off of that, I never associated with him being a pedophile. He was a musician. So I'm going to always associate that with him being a musician, just like he wrote music for a lot of other people. Not just him. So if you want to cancel him, you got to cancel everybody he wrote music for.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
And then going on to the Ray J and Princess thing, I just think that Princess is old. She's not old, but she's older, and she's tired of that drama and that bullshit. And Ray J, he's tired of it too. But in order to keep his name relevant, he got to go ahead and do these drastic things to keep his name in the news.
I feel you on that.
His father told him one time on Love and Hip Hop, try a little tenderness. Ray J, no tenderness. This nigga was singing in the rain and yeah, he know about tenderness. He know how to take care of his woman. He's just trying to keep his name relevant.
Yeah, absolutely.
But other than that, Wally, I love you and keep doing what you're doing.
Love
have
you.
A good night.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. Have a good night. All right. Make sure y'all thumbs up this video. Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. 9867, you're live on the air.
Hey Wally and chat, how are you?
Hey, doing good.
This is the voice of New York. Wally, I be sending you some IG messages and you don't be responding to me, but you be reading the messages. I be seeing that it says seen.
Okay. You want me to okay, most of the time I get bombarded with messages and I just click. Okay. But what go ahead. I will try to respond.
You're not gonna know it's me, though. You're not gonna know it's me because I'm really on
like,
IG.
If you say it, because like sometimes, some days I get a lot of messages, and so I just click, and just to see it. So sometimes I don't respond to all of them. But go ahead.
Okay, yeah, because I thought you were going to talk about the snipe, the Texas stuff you said you're going to cover tomorrow, and about the black women who are dying in Missouri with the sniper or whatever, or what they claim may be a serial killer, because I know that's like right up your alley when it comes to talking about commentaries like those. But yeah, with this R. Kelly stuff, I'm not going to lie, I haven't listened to R. Kelly music since this whole case started, but I do think if they're going to remove his music, they should also remove people like Elvis, you know, and basically the whole damn portfolio. You won't have no one to listen to. I think they're using him as an example, but then you got to go and backtrack for years on end. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do, cause I think that money could have been utilized for, like, a foundation for women who go through these things, you know, or for the victims, you know, for his children, you know, like, streaming service like that, it could have been used for that, in my opinion. Like, I feel like YouTube, you know, there are so many people who are white who are going through this, many white celebrities, and out of every case that was egregious, like, I feel like they use R. Kelly as an example, which is unfortunate because, like I said, that money could be utilized for other things. I don't think it's fair because I think it should be where if you don't want to listen to him, you don't have to listen to him, right? Like, I feel it should be, like, I'm not going to listen to him. You mentioned Chris Brown. I have listened to Chris Brown in mad long because he's also colorist. Like I just don't support them, right? So, but that doesn't mean many people feel like, you know, they can dissociate the person from the music and you're completely fine. I just think whatever is good for the goose is not good for the gander. Like, we all know that. But I feel like they needed to one for all and all for one, right? I think they need to apply that policy. And hopefully someone on R. Kelly's team, Kelly Publishers, will write YouTube letters in order to make this happen. Because you know she's probably out there lurking in the bushes. And I think someone mentioned R. Kelly won't have any money. But there are going to be a lot of fans who give him money. But Wally, how he has a negative $2 million, money. I don't get it. Like, how he has negative $2 million?
I want to say this, though, because every time they keep saying negative $2 million, how do we – that's the internet talking, right? Unless he opened up the – I'm sorry, I'm going to end it, but y'all can see me. Unless they open up his books and a journalist, excuse me, to be able to look at his books, then we would know. Them is just estimations of what they think. I don't think it's a negative $2 million. I don't think that. I think he got some millions, okay?
Yeah, R. Kelly can't read and write, right? So, you know, we can't take his...
I don't think that negative $2 million that at all. I think that he needs to get somebody to work with some deals that's messed up, and he probably got to work things up. I don't believe that man is in on negative $2 million. I don't believe it. Because most of the time, even when the media be talking, this person worth $1 billion, I mean, how do you know they worth $1 billion? Did you look at their bank accounts? Like, most of this stuff is just estimations of what they are public knowledge. But until we could get access to his, I think his Chase account, I forgot who he bank with, we would not know. I think he got money. I don't think the man is broke. He wouldn't be able to have them attorneys like that being broke.
Yeah, I agree too. I think he has some like offshore accounts and stuff like that.
I don't think he's that dumb, like, this really dumb. I think he got some money. He got some good people in his day. He got some money. Okay, I just want to say that. He may owe some child support. He may have it in his friend account or somebody that we don't know account, but he got some money stashed away somewhere.
I agree, because he has too many hits, and he's still getting residuals to this day. So it doesn't even add
right.
up, right?
Because he's going to continue to get residuals
from Spotify,
from Radio Play, from his stuff internationally. It's, you know, he's going to continue to get money regardless. And also the money that he wrote a lot of songs.
Precisely.
So you're going to get money for that, you know?
He wrote and produced. And he did everything. So I felt like he got bread in the bag. I didn't understand it to make us feel sorry for him. With this, also with this RJ type of thing, like, him and Prince is always going back and forth. They're just too annoying and just too exhausting. I have nothing to say about that because it's just a sad. They're just toxic to each other and they need to just leave. Like, I just think it's just time because I'm super annoyed about their whole thing. First, I thought them being together was like, you know, just for TV. I didn't know it was actually together. But I feel like they've done too much to each other and that the relationship has run its course. Just cut your strings off and regroup. And I feel like a lot of men will wife Princess because Ray J is still immature and he's still not there yet. So she just needs to cut her losses. Wally, I wasn't sure. Because you mentioned a lot of stuff in your show. You put et cetera. Did you speak about Nicki Minaj and her son having a birthday party? Did you speak about that?
I'm going to talk about that tomorrow too, because
okay,
I saw that, and I said
okay,
I want to look more into details about that, to see when was the child birth date and then when did she celebrate the date and why is she going to celebrate. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
So they did have a party. His birthday was September 30th. And also, did you ever cover the story about how we have to get taxed $600 with people who make money? Because I know that's going to affect a lot of people. I wasn't sure. Did you talk about that already?
No, you're talking about what the Cash App? What are you talking about? Because I know
how the Biden administration is trying to tax people who, if you have more than $600 when it comes to your account or certain transactions, you have to report it to the IRS.
I'm not surprised. The government just getting caught up to what, because it's so popular. Anytime that which you get a new program, which was Cash App, anytime you see a lot of people doing that, the IRS, the government going to say, okay, how can we get some money out of that? And you got to understand that infrastructure bill, shout out to Buffy what was Buffy on? Buffy was on Marriage and Medicine, and she said it. She's right, that they're using that to pay for the infrastructure bill. So, yeah, I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked at all.
Okay, because not only Cash App, right? It's like a lot of people going
like
to get
PayPal,
paid.
Anything
yeah.
that's over there with that year. It's not about – some people say, oh, I'll send you less than $600. If you got $600 or more that year, it's going to be taxed.
And that's not fair. And Renee was like, I see Renee in the chat, so I can't stand these Dems and they're overstepping. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, look, you don't got to blame all Dems, okay? I'm a Democrat, and I'm disappointed, too. Because, honestly, Wally, they're trying to get our cash, and they're trying to do everything but tax the rich. Everything but tax the rich, which is sad, right? Because if this happening, you can imagine those who are trying to get into the crypto market. You know, they're going to try to heavily tax that. It's like, why y'all, like, basically cock-blocking us? Like, can we just live? Like,
because, right? But we always in this system, unfortunately, the rich are always going to pass unless Biden, if the bill passed, they will be paying more in taxes, right? They did it under President Clinton, we had a surplus. We wasn't in debt because he taxed the rich. So we really haven't had that lately in a long time. When President Trump was in office, he made taxes lower for people with money. And they said, whoa, it would create jobs. It didn't create no jobs. Them people took that extra money that they were getting and bought stocks and got richer.
You know, they didn't get
right, right. So they kept saying if we lower the taxes, they were hiring more workers. That's one of the biggest lies I have ever heard. So no. So I always agree that if you're making, I'm talking about big money. I'm talking about big money. You should be taxed. Nobody in this world, Amazon and all these countries, companies, I was reading that they have paid $0 in federal taxes.
They do everything through this account, and they find loopholes. How about this?
Right.
How about when the whole world shut down with Facebook and WhatsApp? Because you know what happened, right? With the whistleblower.
Absolutely. And I'm going to definitely talk about that tomorrow too. Because I was like, I'm going to talk about that tomorrow too. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I won't say too much about that because that's a whole different story.
Yeah, you
keep
that for tomorrow. I have a whole list of tomorrow. That's why I didn't want to really get into those because with that, I'll say, let me do a little bit more reading and get my thoughts together for those topics. But yeah, we'll cover that tomorrow. We got you.
Well, I look forward to that because I always tell people anytime the layman people, you know, trying to find a way to make money, here comes Big Brother trying to cop block for other people to make money. And we're the real tool investors, right? Like, you know, 2020, some of them missed the bat. And I don't like that. You know, like I feel like we always trying to, trying to get out of poverty or trying to live peacefully because, as we know, Social Security is not going to work for us, right? Like, it's a problem. They're already trying to cut out Medicare, 10% reimbursement. I just advocated in order for them not to do that with my with some representatives of Congress and stuff, right? So that's always being targeted. And it's kind of like we have to look for other sources of income. And every time we, you know, the black people get on, right, because they realize a lot of people are trying to get on, they're always trying to decrease or make the wealth gap even farther. And that's not fair. Like, you never tax or never try to tax Bitcoin. the SEC never tried to do this. Now all of a sudden, girl, we got to find a way for us to look for you because people get rid. Like, why you care? Why do you care? Like, come on. Like, get out of here. Like, they mad trash.
Absolutely.
They mad trash. You know? All right. But all right, Wiley, what time are you going live tomorrow? In the afternoon or are you going in at night?
No, I'm going to go. It's going to be in the afternoon because I know tomorrow morning I'm really booked in the morning. But it's going to be – it's not going to be as late like I did tonight. So I'm going to definitely have it all ready, the thumbnail and everything together on my Instagram so you all know when I'm going live. But it won't be as late. It won't be in the morning because I got stuff to do in the morning. But it will be
okay.
In the evening.
I just want to make sure I don't miss it. Just to make sure I don't miss
it. Oh, no, you're not missing it. It's going to be in the evening time. So
okay,
yeah.
Well, tomorrow's going to be a great day for you. I look forward to hearing all your commentary because, you know, with Nicki Minaj's son's party, the father was there around some kids. So I need to know what's happening, okay? So I was looking to see if Armand was talking about it, and I don't think he posted anything. And I'm like, come on, this is like a big story. Like, what's going on? Like, you know, like,
right.
Because the SL, right? So why is he around these children?
All right.
Yeah. So I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, guys.
Have
a great night.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Okay. Wow. We had a caller here, but I guess they gone. Okay. Give me a second. That was lovely. So we will be going live tomorrow, not in the morning, because I have to fill out some paperwork and do some stuff in the morning. Got some errands to run in the morning. I was going to do it today, but, child, I was sitting down. I went to a place, and I thought I was going to be in and out because usually interviews like that. Man, I'm just sitting down. We're going to be right with you, sir. Okay, I'm sitting down. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, we saw. We're going to be right with you. Then the lady in the interview, oh, we were so short. I had to help. You know, do this, and I had to help do that. I'm like, okay, I understand, but y'all messed up my morning show. And so now I said, I had to do it in the evening. So I'm like, oh, God, because the morning I thought it was going to be in and out and then go live. But no, I was in there. And then by the time of the afternoon, I said, well, you know, since I'm out here, I might as well go grocery shopping. And then I just do it in the evening. So, yeah. So we'll be going evening time for the show, and let me answer this last caller. Anonymous, you live on the air.
Hey, Wiley, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. Okay, so I just want to get into this R. Kelly topic. I'm glad you actually covered it because the fact that YouTube was not the only one that removed R. Kelly. I don't know if you know. Facebook removed his Facebook account, Instagram removed him, Twitter removed him, and then YouTube turned around and removed him. Now, there is currently a petition that is going around regarding YouTube removing R. Kelly 2 channels, and it's on Spit and Fire channels. Anyone wants to go and see the petition and sign the petition under change.org. Now, to me, this is all, it seems like this is discrimination, this is racism, this is their way of targeting a black man, because YouTube reasonings for removing him is said that so that they don't want to cause potential harm, right? But now, if you go on YouTube, you have all type of stuff that's going on YouTube, right? You have people cussing. You see violence on YouTube, right? You see a lot of different, where they show you these different shootings, right? You hear the different lyrics and all this type of stuff that's going on YouTube. How is R. Kelly music causing any further harm to anyone? His music has nothing to do with the charges or the allegations, or him being found guilty. And so the fact that they did this to R. Kelly, the fact even that they did it to Bill Cosby, right, where they removed all of Bill Cosby's stuff, right, they removed the Cosby Show and everything else. But now you have Harvey Weinstein that was found guilty last year, where none of his movies have been removed. Nothing that he has done has been removed. He still gets played. He's in jail But his stuff is still able to be played. His stuff is still able to be reviewed. He still has his accounts. He still has everything, right? You don't hear a mute Harvey Weinstein. Now, he was convicted of similar things or similar allegations that Bill Cosby had. But you don't see people trying to mute him. So why is it that they're doing it to the black man? Right?
And it's a simple answer. You know, we don't own it. To simplify this, and it's called for consecrators, period. We're working on somebody else's platform. But I do believe it needs to be another system in place. I think you can go to court because even Donald Trump, he have a lawsuit right now trying to get his Twitter account back, right? And I'm about this. I'm like, you can't allow one people to do this. I think yeah, they allow the Taliban to have a Twitter account, but then you say Trump can't be on Twitter. So I'm all about free speech. But yeah, we need some type of, I think, outlet, 1-800 number we can call. It needs to be like a vote or an appeal process. You know what I'm saying? It's so much. It's because when you look at this, this could happen to anybody. People, channels, you could say as a consecrated today, oh, we done with you today. They can make that decision. That's their rules. That's their company. But so that's what I'll be trying to look at when people take stuff legally. I want to see if they're going to win. Is it possible? It's going to be hard for R. Kelly to do it because he just locked down. Somebody has to do it probably on his behalf. But I see Trump, he have a lawsuit. He's trying to get his Twitter account, and he may get it back. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say he may get it back because that's what you have to do. You're going to have to go to court to get the courts involved because that's like a violation of your freedom of speech.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And see, and the thing is you have so much hate speech. You have so much different things that's going on these social media platforms. You got people getting killed on these platforms. It's so many different people showing guns on these platforms, and their channels or their accounts are not being deleted or removed. You understand? These people are going back and forth with each other, threatening to cause harm to each other, but none of their channels is being removed. So the fact that if you're going to remove Trump, then you need to remove half of the people that's on these Instagrams, YouTubes, Facebook, Twitter. You need to remove half of these people that's on these different apps because, you know what I'm saying, you can't say that you're trying to stop something whereas you're basically trying to silence one person while allowing other people to having this access to freedom of speech, even if they're inciting violence. You understand? So, but, yeah, this thing with R. Kelly, this is literally going way too far because there is no reason, and they deleted it permanently, so he can never create another YouTube account, right? So they removed his account, but they still have some of his music on YouTube so that they can still get revenue, but he can't get revenue from his own account for people listening to his songs.
It is something, yeah. Well, that's why, you know, that's why, you know, it's a whole process going through. We definitely going to get more into details on this tomorrow about the whole Facebook situation. But it needs to be laws in place, honestly.
There needs to be laws. And then, like how you were saying about other artists, you know, like how you spoke about Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley did not only date and marry Priscilla Presley. He also, after he divorced her, he also went and started dating another 14-year-old named Rebecca. And then after her, he dated another 17-year-old. This is all a part of his. They even said that he was abusive. And what about Steven Tyler that got a 15-year-old pregnant and had her locked in the house and set a fire? You still got Aerosmith music. You still have all of these people, even James Cleveland, which is supposed to be the biggest, you know, whatever he was, you know, he was gospel, like how you spoke about Kirk Franklin, right? And he was allegedly messing with boys, giving them HIV, right? He still has all of his stuff, right? You understand?
So, and you get an award, a James Cleveland award that you get.
The one that was messing with the boys at New Birth? They didn't stop going to New Birth or burn New Birth down. I don't even understand what is it that they're doing.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Bishop Eddie Long. They still have his Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. But
this is what I'm saying. And so, like, a lot of people are hypocrites, right, because they want to mute R. Kelly, but then they still listen to music from people that are just problematic, that has either been physically abusive to a woman, that has probably sexually assaulted a woman. You have these churches they still go to, the pastors are sleeping with the boys and sleeping with the girls. People are being hypocrites. There's no reason why we should be okay with YouTube removing R. Kelly music from the platform. He should be able to, you know, have his music there for his fans to be able to access it. If you don't want to listen to it, you don't have to click on it. But his fans should still be able to access it, and he should be still able to garner revenue. But I think that that's why they are doing that, is because they don't want him to have income to try and do an appeal. They're trying to stop his money. So, like, when you said that you don't think he's broke, he literally is broke. You know, his attorney had to ask the judge to give him free transcripts because he didn't have enough money to pay for transcripts. By the time R. Kelly realized he was broke, he went to Bank of America by himself, and he only had $300,000 in his account. His employees had cleaned his account out. Cheryl Mack still had access to his account. There were people that had access to his account, and that's how they transferred. They opened him up another account because he didn't even know he was broke. That's why he didn't have money to get out on bond when that lady paid the $100,000, because his employees had stole all of his money from him. They were giving him a $100,000 a week allowance.
It's so sad. But like I said, I think he should probably write a book, but no publishers probably would touch it. But you can do it independently, and people will buy it. They will go on Amazon. They will go on the website. But, again, you got to have money to start up a website, stuff like that. But whatever it is, that's why you have to take care of your business, because it's 10% talent, 90% business in the music business. You got to make sure that you go to a class. If you know you can't read, get you a tutor. If you know you're not good at math, get your math tutor, because you can get screwed in the music business. And he's not by himself. It's a lot of artists that got screwed. And if you coming in there and can't read, oh, you setting yourself up to get double screwed, triple screwed.
$300,000 is not broke. It's not probably not broke to you or me, but for a celebrity that has sold multi-million dollar records, that is broke, living in a mansion, to go from living in a mansion to now living in a hotel and only having $300,000 in your account, that is broke. And that money went towards attorneys and other fees
that's
that he
all
had to pay for. So
that
definitely
gone.
Is broke.
All that is just $300,000 gone, because them legal fees. His legal bill is probably way more than that $300,000.
Exactly, and he's gonna have to try and figure out how to get even more money to try and do an appeal, because even an appeal is gonna cost a lot of money, you know, to even try and do an appeal.
Expensive, yeah, man.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to dry up all of his funds, seize all of his access. All of his assets, like whatever it is that he has left,
Like for Bill Cosby, the reason I love bringing him up is because he had plenty money, right? He took care of his money. He did a good job with the investments and everything else. So he was able to fight it. And that's why he said, man, I'm not guilty, blah, blah, blah. R. Kelly, because bad money management, it's the reason why he will spend the rest of his life in prison. Well, he can't fight. If he can't fight an appeal, he have nobody to blame but himself. Because before the federal investigations, he had all his money. It's because he allowed all these other people come in, put their hand in the pot, and now you at where you at right there. That's this before the investigation. All this years, he had years of money stacked up, and the people coming in, pulling away. He should have did a better job protecting his assets and making sure that he had his name on that account and only him having access to his money. When I make it, I'm going to make sure my name is on that account. I make the decision. I don't need a business manager to be getting money out of my account. No, it's going to be me.
And And see, that's the thing, right? You're knowledgeable. You're smart. You're reading books. You're educating yourself, right? And that is not to say, you know what I'm saying, that these are not things that he should not have done, right? But the fact that he trusted all of these people and these people took all of his money from him, like, I get that you're saying that it's his fault that he allowed people to have access to his accounts like that, right? Managers, executives, people that had access to his financials, to his account, right? Mm-hmm. But in the same sense, like they knew of his disabilities and took advantage of him, right? They knew that he had dyslexia. They knew that he could not read or fully comprehend.
You're talking about the music business. And they didn't only take advantage of people that couldn't read. SWV, Escape, TLC, all of them have these horror stories of how they were taken advantage of in the music business. But at the end of the day, they are part of the blame because you signed the contracts. You are part of the blame because you hired these people to work on your team. So he has to take blame on that. And I'm not saying he's right or wrong, but he has to take some blame. And he can't, where's everybody else for? It ain't my fault. I'm innocent. No, you have to take blame because you are the entity here. And this is for any new artist that's watching this show. You make sure you're signing your checks. You make sure that you're checking your bank accounts every week, that you're checking.
No, you're right.
That you notify the people. Don't just have, oh, this is my business manager, and this is it, and they just ban you, change, just give you a little allowance, and you don't know, well, how much money you got? Oh, no. Like, let's go to the strip club. No, you need to know these things, and he's not the only one. It's a lot of artists today. Though we have a lot of this Google, just you can just one click away. It's people still getting screwed over in the music business because they just come in.
Yeah, because I think Kanye West even talked about him getting screwed over. He signed a 360.
He signed it. Most artists signed a 360, and you have to know, you know, you got to know what you're signing. Even if you sign a 360, you got to know how to level it off by getting other, you know, you got to be a student of the game, or if you're not, you're going to get got. And that's just the way it is, and especially in the music, but that's the most guttiest, nastiest, like, business ever. I'm just like,
yeah.
I'm like, whoa, like, it is. And you have to have an attorney. And some people say, well, get an attorney. Well, you got to make sure it's the good attorney that makes sure they got the good paperwork, that know how to get you good deals. And you bless when you have an attorney.
Yeah, because some of them attorneys would mess you over because they got a sidebar deal with the actual record label. So they're just going to tell you anything.
Absolutely. I remember at Scorpion's show, they had a deal on the table for a television show, and they had to get an attorney. So Michelle Williams, y'all know Michelle Williams from Destiny Child, that lawyer helped them. They said, oh, this is a good deal. They worked some negotiation. It never came out, but at least that she gave them a good attorney that would not screw them over and give them the real. Let's go back to Michael Jackson attorney. How did Master P be able to do all this? You know how much Michael Jackson attorney charged Master P? $20,000 to have a conversation with, just to have a conversation with Michael Jackson attorney. And that man told him the real stuff of how to make it in the business, what to get a distribution deal, et cetera. And that's the deal that you should get to make your money. And that's how he's successful to this day. He has to thank Michael Jackson attorney that he took that conversation back in the 90s. So you got to be a student. You have to. But a lot of these artists get distracted with the cars, the women, the liquor, the weed, the pills, and you're not looking at the business.
No, you're right. You have a point there. I just think this whole R. Kelly thing is just it's crazy because so many things happened in the 90s, right? The 90s was a different era. And so the fact that, you know, everything is reverting back to the 90s, like, it's so many different things that happened in the 90s, you know? And, like, if we're going to be trying to say, okay, like, I don't know whether or not he did or he did not marry Aaliyah, right? If he did marry Aaliyah and her mother and her father did not try and prosecute him, right, in the 90s, they didn't push forward with that, right? that means that they was either okay with the situation or it didn't happen. Like the parents said that it didn't happen, right? So I don't understand why people continuously go back to the 90s. Like even if you go look at stuff from the 90s, you would see that a lot of older men was dating or marrying younger girls in the 90s.
Well,
but they're not going back
illegal.
To try and prosecute or try and bring forth charges on all of these celebrities that had these relations, you know, with, you know, underage people from the 90s. And even with 2000s, right? Like, because people still listen to his music, right? After the Aaliyah thing, right? People still listen to his music. Even the 2008, right? The girl from the 2008 said it wasn't her. Her mom and her daddy said it wasn't her, right? And these are the two people that people always revert back to, right? They didn't try and prosecute him, right? So from 2008 all the way up until 2019, people were still listening to R. Kelly music. So why are we muting him?
Well, again, when you rally and you have black women that were leading this, they sat out, they strategically said, how can we get him? And they noticed that, hey, he's on a label. We need to shut that down. They're playing his music. They're financing it so we can stop the money. He can get got. And that's how it is. They just rally behind. It was some black women. One of the co-founders of New R. Kelly actually did a whole interview on Roland Martin Show. They sat down and strategically looked at how can we mute him. And one of the things was we stopped playing his music. We put pressure on the label, and you're putting pressure on YouTube. You're putting pressure on these entities, and these is corporate, right? They got mm-hmm. shareholders, all this, and if it's a lot of noise, they'll just shut you down. It's just simple. You could be not doing something, but if it's a lot of noise, if it's a mess, and they think and people is protesting and protesting and protesting, they will remove you. Now, should that be a process? But this is corporate. We still, again, what I want to say, you're still working with another entity. And that is something mm-hmm. where we have to realize this when we have this conversation, because you're working on somebody else's platform. And it's under their rules.
Mm-hmm.
And now to the media, the documentary, the media attention, corporate get like if this was beforehand, like I heard that he wanted to sell his masters, he wanted to sell like some music. I think he wanted to sell a lot of stuff. People don't want to touch it. Why? Because the media talking about it. All this noise. They're going to look at me weird. They're going to think I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? But if it wasn't this noise, R. Kelly could have sold that for about $60 million, $90 million, maybe $100 million. Could have sold all his masters for over $100 million. But now all this noise got to get away. Now, eventually, you will see R. Kelly movie. Eventually, you may see an R. Kelly series. That's going to happen, but he's not going to benefit it because he's going to sell his rights to all that stuff. I'm going to tell you what he's going to do. He's going to sell off his live rights to these studios, and once the noise passes, once we move on to somebody else, you're going to start seeing on Stars, the R. Kelly movie. The whole series. Who's going to play Aaliyah? Who's going to cast as R. Kelly? And that's what's going to happen. They're going to
benefit. So you think that they're basically using this so that they can control and own everything that he's done over his career life,
absolutely.
So that
they're
they can
monetize.
Make a huge profit later.
They're going to monetize. Oh, absolutely. Can you imagine? They're going to monetize off that movie. That R. Kelly movie can be a big box movie. It could be in a movie, so you can go see. They're going to monetize. Just give it a year, mm-hmm. maybe 5 or 10 years from now, they're going to monetize off it. It may even be shorter than that because you got Netflix, you got Stars, you got all this. Look at the BMF. They were cocaine drug dealers. But you see that on Stars. Because 50 Cent went to Big Meech and said, hey, man, let's do this deal. Let's do this show. And at least they were smart enough to get a cut and his son get to play him. But I don't think R. Kelly, I think he's going to have to sell all his life rights and somebody else going to monetize. And R. Kelly's children is not going to benefit off that. Because R. Kelly is not that smart to say, well, let me negotiate and make sure my kids be able to benefit off it. He's going to sell it all because he's going to see the green. Because if you broke, if you don't know, $10 million, I'm going to sell it. What you going to do? You ain't going to, and you in prison, what you going to do? So I'm just saying, I don't know if it's going to happen. I'm just saying allegedly that's what I think is going to happen.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping that it does not get to that. It does not get that far. I'm hoping that his attorneys can do an appeal, and that he can win on an appeal. And it's just because that there's a lot of things that has happened in the trial and that has happened in the case that has not fully came out. You know, a lot of prosecutorial misconduct that happened along the lines in the case. I'm just hoping that it does not get to that point where he would have to sell over his life rights.
If he don't get some new streams of income. Now, this is something on the failure of R. Kelly. R. Kelly could have had his website. He still got his website. And let me make sure if he have a website. I don't know. But he should still have a website. If not, that's pathetic and sad because that's real cheap to get a website. He could have had merchandise up on there on Teespring and all this stuff he could have had on there. But do we have a website? I don't know.
No, he don't have a website.
See, that's failure on him. That's failure on R. Kelly. Like that's I'm having these type of thoughts. Maybe I should be on the man team. If I get in contact, we can make some money. Man, put some T-shirts and tell and all that. But he would have to have somebody on the outside that he can trust. But he should have had all that infrastructure set up beforehand. He should have a website where he read his letters, like writing or get on there. We read this update on R. Kelly and all that stuff because he got some unreleased music. He still can put that on Apple. He's not banned from Spotify. He's not banned from Apple. They tried to make it happen, but they said they're not going to do it.
I think some of his music was stolen when he got arrested because some of the people have been releasing some of his unreleased music, and they said that, you know, because Asriel had access to the storage and everything, that a lot of people was leaving out of the house with all of his stuff. So, yeah, because I think there's a song that's on YouTube right now with him and Twista. A lot of his unreleased music has been pushed out on YouTube because for some reason he trusted Asriel and she had access to a lot of his stuff. She had, you know, access. Her name was on a lot of his stuff.
And who's the blame? That's his own fault. He should have put all of that in his children's name. I'm sorry. Like, maybe his wife would have been more committed because the reason why she talked is because she ain't getting no money. I think he should have left that. I don't know, man, because his brothers are in and out of prison. I don't know. He just needs some good people in his team. We both can agree on that. I just think that he got screwed all over because he put some women in there.
He got screwed all over. Some of his unreleased music, if you go on YouTube and you type in Not Supposed to Be, songs that was released. There's a song with him and Twista that was released. There is unreleased music on YouTube.
The difference between him and Bill was very good with his money. He's worth a lot of money.
But see, I just don't like how the system is doing black men because, you know, if you want to try and make an example, you have to try and make an example across the board.
You make an example on the
weak ones. It seems like
that
they're just strictly targeting black men.
But OJ had the money. You understand what I'm saying? Like, person to make an example of, but that's not act like when he had the, let's go back to early 2000s. When he got off, he had the money, he had his prestige, everything was working good from during that era, right? Mm-hmm. Once he started losing all of that, that would make him an easy target. Bill Cosby, he got older, you know what I'm saying? They thought, oh man, we really could get him. Then no, the man is still smart. Still got his mind. He ain't got no dementia. And he still got money. And he still got a committed wife that ain't going to be doing no interviews trying to drag him. They put a lie talking about she about to divorce him. That's, you still don't see no paperwork of that. And so that's why he was able to get off. And that man to this day said, I'm innocent. I didn't do nothing. They fought it all the way through. And during the appeal process, the Supreme Court, Philadelphia Supreme Court, Pennsylvania Supreme Court said it was unconstitutional to even try this.
Right.
So, but R. Kelly is different. He ain't got no money, allegedly. It's just terrible with his situation. But if he had his money in order, sis, we would have a totally different conversation in the appeal process. even with this case, he would have had better with getting more expert testimonies, getting other witnesses. But when you don't have money like that, the lawyers are very limited to what they're going to do. They ain't going to be spending no money out of their pocket. They're not going to do that.
Mm-mm. And see, you know, and then even not even only the attorneys, a lot of the stuff, like, for instance, even with the judge, you know what I'm saying? Even with the judge, like, it came out that that they had went to, like, for instance, they had went, the judge, for instance, did not allow a lot of the stuff into as evidence as far as from
but
the defense side.
Yeah, anytime,
and the judge would not allow
that's
the defense to speak about the parents or anything.
But the judge can be, you know, people forget a judge is a person. So they have their own biases to whether we want to believe it or not. And that's how you go through the appeal process, right? So you everybody's entitled to an appeal, but does he really have the people that really is going to work towards that? Because Bill had an amazing legal team. And they never came, he got off, boom, right? He's not even on his record. He don't have to register no nothing. So with R. Kelly, that's what you have to discuss in the appeal process. But let's pray and hope that he
we're going to be hopeful, and we're going to pray for it, because there was a lot of corruption that was going on with this.
Go ahead.
It was a lot. Like, I've never heard of jurors.
Let me say this.
Sent home for the weekend to deliberate.
SQ. You said 45 witnesses. He's entitled to an appeal.
There was not 45 witnesses.
Well, what I would tell people,
SQ needs to read the transcript. There was not 45 witnesses.
Right. Everybody.
That's just what the newspaper article put out. But when you read the transcripts, there was not 45 witnesses.
Everybody is entitled to an appeal process. You still, this is your legal right as a citizen, that if you lose the case, you can file an appeal, period, whether in civil or whether in criminal. That's his legal right. So they say, hey, man, you can't file. No, he can file one. Now, it's up to the other higher courts to make that decision whether they're going to get thrown out or whether it's going to be sent back for a retrial or whether they say, we agree with that lower court decision. It's all up to whatever that process is.
Right. And then here's another thing, right? Because like, for instance, Spit and Fire has another petition going on. For instance, the woman that had admitted to setting Emmett Till, right? That lied on Emmett Till. That woman was never prosecuted. She's still able to live comfortably. Yes, she's older, but she was never prosecuted, even though she admitted to lying about Emmett Till, causing him to be killed.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Right.
You know?
Okay.
So,
yeah, you're right about that. I want to add on to Tate. He have a legal right to file an appeal. Whether it's get approved or granted, it's up to the higher court. So let's go. Yeah. He have a legal right to file an appeal. I want to make sure the verbiage is right. You're right. They could have still, because there's no statute of limitation on murder. So I agree with you on that. But again, this is politics. Did you see people rally behind? When that lady got on there and lied and say, I lied on him. He did not do this to me. Did you see black folks out there protesting and really applying pressure? Nope. They did. They just came. She said it. And whoop. It went a happy way. I don't know if she's still living or not. But when she said it, it should have been a massive protest and pressure.
No, she's still alive. She stayed in North Carolina.
And to this day, it should be pressure on the Department of Justice to file this case, right, to involve themselves in this. But nobody had no pressure. They ain't out there protesting on that. Absolutely not. They ain't saying nothing, because most people don't even know about Emmett Till's story. See, that comes with many people, unfortunately, don't know the history of Emmett Till. That's just really sad. But I talk to a lot of people, they don't even know, oh, man, I didn't know that really happened. Man, I never heard of that. When this happened? Oh, man, I ain't know nothing about it. So that's a whole other conversation. But thank you so much for having this dialogue of this, and we will keep you updated. You know, whenever they file it, we will cover that. I'm gonna be more interested in the appeal phase because it's gonna get less coverage because most people drift off on it. But I want to see how that's gonna go.
Right. Well, I thank you for covering it. I would hope that people would just kind of do their research a little bit more opposed to just throwing people away. Like even with Charlie Sheen, you still got Charlie Sheen that's still on air and everything, and he even admitted to purposely giving women HIV, having unprotected sex, knowing
that he had HIV,
but he was scared of being blackmailed, so he admitted to it, and he's not in jail.
Oh, no, he's not in jail. Nope, absolutely not. No charges. There's no outrage, and so don't even care. But thank you so very much.
I'm just showing the white versus black, and then, you know, how it the same pressure that you are applying against this one man. Like, if you feel like R. Kelly is guilty, you're applying this type of pressure and you want to cancel R. Kelly, you should be trying to apply that same pressure against these white people, because
that's
we should want equal justice.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we thank you so very much for calling in. I'm going to bring us to a close. Thank you.
Have a good night, Wally.
Thank you. You too. He can file an appeal. It just ain't happening. He can file an appeal. He may file it. You never know. We're going to keep you updated because, y'all, many people have to eat their words on with Bill Cosby. Baby, Bill Cosby filed that appeal. He had a whole eat pizza, promote Boosie movie. That's what I'm saying. When you talk about this legal stuff, you just never know, right? You just never know. Okay, thank you all so very much for calling in today. I want to say this. Shout out to the members. Shout out to my moderators. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We will see y'all in the next video. Make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at Wally Show. Follow me at Instagram, Wally Show. Follow me on Twitch, The Wally Show TV. And members, we got to do a members only live. My birthday is November 11. I'll be 31. I'm going to do an Amazon wish list. Okay, so if people want to get stuff, so I can do an unboxing on my birthday, I should have that Amazon wish list up and running tomorrow. So we will promote that tomorrow. I'll be 31 years old. And if you say add this to your wish list, I want to get it for you. I will add it to the wish list. Okay, people are going to do what they're going to do. We can't control others' outrage. You cannot. Absolutely not. Thank you all so very much. Make sure you thumbs up the video. Shout out to my moderators. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful night. Peace. I'm going to get you a gift. Thank you. And I'm going to unbox all the gifts on my birthday. So if you get the gifts, I'm going to unbox it all on that particular day. Okay? So if y'all want to do Super Chat, PayPal, Cash Apps, I'm going to unbox it. I'm going to read your messages. If some of y'all send birthday cards to the P.O. Box, I'm going to read it on the air. So unless you just tell me, please don't read it, keep it on the DL, then I keep it on the DL. Okay? Now, the Cash Apps, I won't read the amount. I just read the message. If you say happy birthday and all that, I won't read the amount. I'll read the message. And I'll read your cash, your Super Chat amount if you're doing that. All right. Thank you all so very much. Shout out to my moderators. Thank you so much, Amber Online, for that, for submitting that. Also, too, we will have our Vegas. That's next year. Just send us email. Say, hey, I'm coming. So when we get the hotel, we can just email you that information. Boom, boom, all the stuff we're trying to do, we just email it to you. Okay, we're not going to make that public. Don't be something, but where we stay at? It's all an email. We'll send you an email once we get all that stuff up together. And then if you don't want to stay at the hotel that we stay at, you want to stay somewhere else, that's your right. Do what you're going to do, baby. All right, thank you all so very much. You didn't unbox the housewarming gifts. I did unbox some of the housewarming gifts. I did. I remember I went on live on the backup channel, but this, for the birthday, will be on the main channel. I want to unbox it all. Okay, thank you so very much. Okay, yes, I'm not going to do it on the backup channel, because sometimes when you unbox on the backup channel, people don't remember. But on the main channel, I'm going to unbox it so you all can see it. Okay, thank you all so very much. Whew. Let me drink some more water. Oh, I got to do this paper. Oh, hold on, I got to do, let me read this. What I got to do, my professor, and shout out, we have an A+. We still at an A. Hey. So for this assignment, I have to do, identify, okay, I'm going to do that, 175 words. We're going to knock that out. And then I'm going to get this together. That ain't nothing. That's like a paragraph. Do that. We still at an A. I'm so happy. All right. to letter A. Thank you all. Good night, y'all. Peace. Oh, yeah, yeah. I did get a vacuum. Actually, I did. Hold on. I did get a vacuum because I was just actually vacuuming. Hold on. Yeah, I did get a vacuum. Here it go, right here.
Here it go.
Yes, I did. I got the vacuum. So I was just, what was my vacuum like? Yesterday? I was vacuuming. Yeah, so I did get that. Okay. Let me go do my paper. All right. Good night, y'all. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, because I got everything that people gave me, y'all. Okay. Let me go.
Hi, y'all.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, how do you steal some shit that's stolen? How? It really ain't nothing new under the sun, but I'm seeing it every day. I'm seeing them rip off black creators. So you know what? I don't even give a fuck. She should have took all that damn shit. Take it, Jada. You take your little baby pistol. Hold on